This is Weighing In with Travis Hartman, possibly the most important podcast you'll hear ever in your life, ever. Welcome to another episode of Weighing In with Travis Hartman, where we pepper your eardrums talking about boxing, sports, life, whatever else comes to mind. We drink a little whiskey, have a little fun, you know, shoot the breeze. I'm Brandon Waters. That over there is Travis Hartman. Before we get started, the one thing we always ask, feel free to like, give us a shout out, give us a follow, whatever the kids are doing on the socials nowadays, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, wherever we're at. We just ask you to give everywhere. Us a little feedback.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. This might be the most important podcast you ever listen to in your life, ever. Once again, that's Travis Hartman over there, ready to weigh in. So Travis, what are we weighing in on today?
Oh my gosh, the boxing world is starting to heat up. COVID has opened the doors for lots of action. We have a couple of things that we have to talk about. We have Mike Tyson. He's making his comeback. And it's an exhibition, so make sure we have to talk about that. They're calling it an exhibition. So Mike Tyson is scheduled to fight Roy Jones Jr. But first, I think we have to leave off from our last one of our last episodes. We kind of were talking about women's professional boxing. And there was a massive fight that just happened on DAZN, which is the app. It's DAZN, but it's pronounced DAZN. But it was horrific.
So to that point, I know when we were talking on a previous podcast about women's boxing, the state of women's boxing, the future of women's boxing, one of the things we talked about that we both felt was missing was we got to have that excitement, that wow moment, that wow factor.
It's so funny.
Talk us through it. It was literally a few days later. Talk us through if there. I mean, that's going to be a quick talk through, but talk us through what exactly happened.
We had a wow.
Okay.
We had a Senecia Estrada, and like I said, I probably butchered your first name, so I apologize, Mrs. Estrada. But she knocked out Miranda Atkins of Topeka, Kansas, and wait for it, in 7 seconds.
If you all haven't seen this yet,
it's viral.
We highly recommend, you know, doing the basic search, Google it, YouTube it. You're going to find it. It's quick. It's they say 7 seconds, but I would think it's closer to 4 seconds.
Yeah, I counted 4.
It was rough. We didn't talk about it before I saw it. I had a friend send me the video clip on a text, and I thought I was going to spit out my beer or whatever I was drinking. I don't know. So pretty crazy, which is great. We hate to make it all about a knockout or about, you know, the rough nature of what the sport could be as to what's going to be the draw, but that's what you need. You need that top 10 highlight. You need
that.
You need, especially right now in the COVID world, having something that's going to draw the eyeballs.
I mean, they do need that, but I think that this also could be shining a negative light too, because it was such a mismatch that it's actually being. A lot of people are really condemning it. A lot of like boxing people are just like, it was a massive mismatch. And it was an 18-0 girl, Estrada, against a 5-0 Atkins. But Miranda Atkins is 42 years old as well. And she was 5-0. So it was a mismatch though. I actually, before it even started, and I actually know Miranda and I know her coach, which is I know them both are from the Midwest, so any boxing that happens in the Midwest, I guarantee you I know them personally. And I do. So one thing I want to say is that Miranda is okay. So that's the thing. We're talking about this now. She's okay. She's definitely fine. She got knocked out, and she's definitely fine. And as far as I know, she's passed all the physicals and everything afterwards. So that's a good thing. But it's going around. This video's went viral, but it's went viral in a negative way.
Sure. But that's what tends to happen, though, Travis. And, you know, any sort of combat sport, you're not watching the knockout because it was, you know, it's such a beautiful display of athleticism. You're looking at it with your jaw wide open, like, holy crap.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, Miranda, she didn't even throw. Not only did she not land a punch, she wasn't even able to throw a punch.
Yeah, it was pretty
literally.
Rough.
The girl ran across the ring. Miranda didn't even make it completely out of the corner. And she just went. And, guys, it was a legit knockout. Like, the girl hit, boom. And like we said, you got to watch this video if you want to see what we're talking about, because it was pretty brutal. It was very brutal. And, again, it was something that the women's division, they're lacking, for sure. Mm-hmm. They're lacking the knockouts, but they got one. But they got one in not a good way, though.
Gotcha. So what do we say? What's the after result of this then? I know we're still continuing on our conversation like we had last week with regard to women's boxing. So let's now catapult off of this moment that just so happens to kind of fall in the line of when we're recording these things and you at home watching and listening as well. So what now is what's the next move, do you think? Has it put your promoter hat on? What do you do?
The next move is, this is funny that I say this because I'm friends with this other girl. So this Miss Estrada, she just upset this girl named Marlene Esparza. Great fight. If you want to Google that one, I recommend you Google Cena Estrada.
Because I'm quarter Hispanic doesn't mean I know how to pronounce it right.
I'm such a gringo right now. They're so making
my, this for sure. This smooth jazzy voice that they hear. If you're not watching the podcast, it doesn't. You can't tell my ethnicity. So I don't know how to pronounce that. I really feel bad not knowing. We should, okay, but. You know, still, we're giving props where props are due. So talk to us about Marlena. I know they had it.
So Marlena and her, they had just fought her previous fight, and she upset Marlene in an amazing fight. Marlene ended up getting her head, but I think it was in a massive gash. Good for TV, because like we were just talking about, that you don't see a lot of exciting stuff. Well, that one was an exciting bout. So what I'm saying about that is maybe we need to see that rematch. Maybe we need to see Estrada fight Marlene Esparza again and just run it back, because now – that fight, for one, the first fight was amazing with Marlene and Estrada. So then that fight happened, and then she goes and she knocks out Miranda Atkins and gets like, I bet they end up giving about 10 million views by the time this is all over right now. So now, what would make sense? That would be a big fight. The rematch would be a big fight.
What was
my promoter hat right now? That's what I think.
Okay, so what's the time frame in between when they fought that time versus now? How long ago was that?
I'm not positive. I think it was. Less than 6 months ago, for sure.
Okay.
I can look that up for you really fast, though. So, yeah, it was...
And what's the background with Marlena?
It was last year. It was last November.
Okay, so it's about the right timing.
Yeah,
because
of COVID and all of that. So that makes sense why it's been this long.
So what's the background then on what could be a potential opponent? So those that may be listening, come on, tee this thing up. So tell me a little bit more about Marlena.
Yeah, Marlene is she's like a former Olympian. She's a former USA boxer, amateur, had a lot of success. I think she actually, I believe it was the 2012 Olympics, I believe, that she was in. Okay. I'm not positive, but you know what? We definitely need to have Marlene on the show, and she can fill me in on all those exact details for sure. But she's a very decorated professional boxer now, and I believe that she was the first female boxer signed by Golden Boy Promotions, which is that's Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy Promotions, so that's kind of a big deal.
Well, that's good. Let's hope that starts to become, you know, hopefully what occurs. And so those that are also listening at home, you know, someone like Marlena, there's others that we have lined up that we are going to have in on the show in the coming weeks. So for those that have been listening to us at this point, or even if you're just starting and you're starting to go through our backlog collection that's on there, you know, we're coming strong. We're coming strong out of the gate. We have some names that want to get on this mic and talk, because this is a you know, a safe space. Anyone could talk here.
Safe we're
trying to keep it PG-13. So far between Travis and I, we're doing a good job about that. But when we have guests on, for instance, some of these boxer friends of yours, I don't know, maybe I'll toss up this guy here. If you're watching at home, my Platinum Mike Perry
Platinum
shirt,
Mike.
A friend of mine, but I know he's down south training right now, looking good again. So one day maybe we'll have him and others. So stay tuned at home for that. Back on topic. Sorry, that was a tangent.
That was a good tangent, though. You know, you notice I didn't interrupt you because I was enjoying it myself. And you know, I had to put the.
Were you sipping a cocktail too?
I did. It's okay. A little bit of a sip of wine, so. But I was enjoying it, so it was okay. You were talking, and it was actually very enjoyable, Brandon.
Gotcha.
I'm getting very, very, very nice. Right
we like now. To stay real here, and you know, I like to point out things. Once again, we're in Travis Hartman's gym here, the home away from home. You know, on
TH Boxing,
on location with TH Boxing, we got the lights bright on us. You got me sweating. Now I have a little glisten for those at home. I have a little glisten on my forehead. TH Boxing.
We're stepping up. We got
TH Boxing
here.
Towel.
And we got everything.
That's called Florida humidity, folks. So, anyways, if you're listening, you might be able to hear the drops hitting the paper, but we're good.
Whoa.
So,
whoa.
Travis, back to you.
So, back to women's boxing. Okay. After Brandon sweating over here, why are you sweating? Is it because of the women? women's boxing.
I'm nervous talking about women. No, it's because it's hot. Travis, it's hot in this gym.
Yeah, it is pretty hot. Listen, I make my fighters train and stuff.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Imagine that?
I lose weight by the time I get home from this thing. I need it.
It's good for you. You're welcome.
I need it.
You're welcome. Amber.
Face for radio. I've mentioned this before. Face for radio.
You got a body like Adonis, though, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. How many Adonis, two Adonises put together. So
I think that Marlene, I've reached out to her. She's more than happy to come on the show. And I think it's a perfect time for her now, especially because Estrada is coming off this massive, knockout, and there's a lot of light on Estrada right now because, like I said, I think this morning when I last checked, there was 3 million views on that knockout, and that was only on one site. I don't know how many sites that the thing is on now. So I bet she's gonna get up there 10 to 20 million views by the time this is said and done. So I think I know she wants a rematch because it was Marlene's first ever loss as a pro, so it needs to be run back, and I know she already wanted to, but now they can run it back, and you know what? It could be a main event, and that's the cool part about it. We're talking about women's boxing. I think that Estrada versus Esparza could be a main event, and that's that. Maybe, you know what? Maybe this is a blessing in disguise because this knockout, it did bring a lot of negativity because it was a mismatch. Sure. It was. Nobody's going to deny that it wasn't a mismatch because it was, for sure. I mean, a 7-second knockout, it was a mismatch. But if they can turn something into a positive by having this rematch with Marlene, then you know what? It happened, and it was a blessing in disguise, maybe, because they can run that back and they can be a main event and they can make some money. And that's the whole point. Professional boxing, it's prize fighting. They're fighting for a prize. So they deserve to get paid. And they have the eyes now. So let's see what they'll do with it.
That's great. So we have a potential main event prospects coming forth, which would be, I think, an easy thing to market. Let's shift gears a little bit as well. I know there's a few other happenings going on in the boxing world as of late. So we move from one potential main event bout to now another exhibition, but it's going to have some eyeballs on it. What do you think? A couple of guys you may have heard of. I don't know, somebody named Roy Jones Jr. Another guy, Mike Tyson.
Have you heard of him?
Maybe some people call him Iron Mike.
Oh, Iron Mike. Okay.
That guy. They know him from he's the guy from the Hangover movies, if you guys don't know who he is. So let's talk a little bit about that, Travis.
I mean, it's a scheduled 8-round exhibition match. So I don't know. And this is crazy because I'm not a huge Tyson fan, but I'm not a Tyson. You know what I mean? I don't have anything against Tyson. He's exciting. I like to watch him. The guy's very entertaining. But Roy Jones Jr. was my first favorite boxer of all time. Like when I was a little kid, about 10 years old, that's all I saw on TV was Roy Jones Jr. So he's my favorite guy. And he also just recently retired, I think a couple of years ago. He went late in his career because I think he's 50 years old now and Tyson's 54, I believe. So they're both in their 50s.
Right.
And they're fighting. But again, to be fair, it's an exhibition. It's not a real pro fight. So when people talk like, oh my gosh, are these guys like hard up for money coming back? I'm like, I think they're both doing okay.
Not really. I mean,
I think they're doing, and also I believe that Tyson started a charity. So I believe this is for a charity as well. Those details for sure will come out later, but I think that's why they're doing it. And they're probably obviously going to pocket some money. I mean, it's Mike Tyson or Roy Jones Jr.
Sure,
very big figures.
Advertisement dollars, things like that, whatever. I don't even know if they'll have a gate. It depends on when it is, right?
True. It's pay-per-view though, for sure.
Okay.
It's pay-per-view, which is going to have to be right now, this time of the day.
Right, right. Which, heck, we're going to be watching it, so that's great.
I'll tune in.
You know what it reminds me of, Travis? I said I was going to allude to this a little bit in our pre-production meeting.
Oh, no.
This reminds me slightly of Rocky Balboa taking on Mason Dixon, Antonio Tarver, in Balboa.
Yeah.
Solid exhibition match. Rocky was just trying to prove his stuff. Now, these two guys are different. These two guys are still wildly entertaining and athletic and whatnot. I mean, have you seen the videos of Mike Tyson helping other, like some MMA fighters train? And his speed is obviously not where it was.
If you haven't seen the clips of those videos, they're good.
It's ridiculous how his speed level right now.
54 years old.
I mean, if I'm there, just I'm worried. if I'm holding any sort of pad for that guy.
Yeah.
But he's strong. He is still strong.
You know, the funny correlation though is between you brought up the Mason Dixon one and Antonio Tarver. Antonio Tarver knocked out Roy Jones Jr.
Hmm. See,
it all goes together a little bit there. And I actually, you want to know else? I fought. It's a funny story because Antonio Tarver was filming and just finished filming Rocky, correct? I fought on the undercard on HBO pay-per-view, his first fight back against Bernard Hopkins after he was filming them. So I got the fight. You know, obviously I've met him many times because I grew up in the amateurs as well. But I got to meet him right after that as well. So it's a funny comparison you put that there because we didn't plan that at all. You brought that up on
right,
your own.
Right. Well, it should be interesting. Do we have a date on that?
I think it said September 12th is what they
announced.
Okay,
so we'll check on that. We'll check on that, what the date is. But
I'm sure more details will come out later.
We've talked a couple of times on this podcast that, you know, the money comes from the casual fan, the ones that are going to just kind of want to watch because it's a spectacle of sorts. That's going to be it.
Entertainment value
right here.
There's a lot there.
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
So that'll be interesting to see. I'm sure we'll have more time to talk in more in depth about that because that was just announced, this past week?
Yeah, I mean, very, very soon.
So a little bit more detail will come out. And let's be honest, these guys aren't going to stay quiet. It's still an exhibition match, but they're still fighters.
Yeah, at the end of the day, yes.
So if you're one of these guys, Travis, what do you do? What are you thinking? And then so we'll talk about the lead up, and let's talk also then when you're in the ring. I know it's an exhibition,
yeah.
But tell me what you're thinking as a fighter, professional fighter.
You know what, man? That's a tough one because you know they have tennis exhibitions all the time, and I bring up tennis because you have an exhibition and you're playing somebody else, but it's pretty low key. I mean, it is like you even if you get into it, it's still like it's tennis. You're hitting the ball hard, but boxing, you're hitting each other. No matter what. So how low key can that be? Because it's going to happen. One of these guys is going to catch the other one. And what's going to happen is it's when you get in a boxing ring and you get hit, it's fight or flight mode. Mm-hmm. Both of those guys are not fighting at all. Right. So it's going to come back. That doesn't go away.
They dust off the books on the bookshelf in the memory bank.
Yeah. And it's an instinct. As soon as you get hit, it's just like, boom, we're going. And they literally, it's not a blackout, but they might black out a little bit and be like, okay, back in my glory days. Because Roy Jones's glory days were not that long ago, actually. He fought longer than Tyson did competitively. So it's interesting because what if, and that's going to be the entertainment factor there because they're going to play this off as like it's real and Roy Jones and Tyson are going to really sell it like, yeah, we're going at it. And whether they're joking or not, they're going to get out there. And I promise you, one of them is going to catch one of them. And you're going to see a little short clip of both of those guys going at it. So that's the entertainment value. I 100% am buying this, Brandon.
Now, what I hope, though, Travis, is that we're not looking at what happened with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, which everyone got overhyped. And I think the lead up of it
was... That was a real fight, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure, Travis. You can't. I don't know if you can sense my sarcasm at home. So all of us... We all tuned in, and I think even maybe 2 months before that, I was still a skeptic. I'm like, I don't want to waste my time on this, but even I bought into this, and we just watched these guys. They peppered each other a little bit, but come on. By the time it was all finished, we said, okay, that was it felt planned. The result felt planned.
Yeah, that's where I don't buy that.
Okay.
It wasn't planned because Mayweather was putting it on him. Started to hurt him at the very end. Was it planned that Mayweather let it go that long? Yes. Mayweather, he's the smart guy. He breaks people down. He does that normally.
Yeah.
So,
but they also needed to give the fans.
Stretched it out. Not on purpose, probably, because Conor is actually very, very awkward style of a fighter.
Sure.
So I think it did take Mayweather 3 or 4 rounds to kind of get used to it. But could Mayweather have done it sooner? I think so, yes.
I think so, too.
He stretched it out.
Okay, so maybe planned, that's a little harsh language on my side, but... The reason why I think things like that is that when you look at these guys after the fight, the post-fight, it seemed very chummy-chummy and then kind of a marketing effort for McGregor's whiskey brand. And then all of a sudden, it was just interesting. I just didn't like the way. It didn't taste or feel or seem right to me when it was all said and done.
Well, no offense, Connor, but you know, I think we do need to try your whiskey on here one time.
We will. However, this is Four Roses, which we don't have the bottle with us because, you know, Travis decided
I'm stepping up, guys.
He stepped up.
We have this tray here.
We have all sorts of stuff. But this is Four Roses. Very, very good. I wish I had more details
about it. Small batch, I believe, as well.
You know, after we're going to take a break in a handful of minutes, so I'll come back with a little more detail on them. But it's very good. This is I got you this on your birthday, right?
Yeah, that was a birthday present for you. Back to Conor, and I'll tell you why they were all chummy after the fight, Brandon.
How many commas made them chummy?
This is why they were chummy, though. Because Conor knew the fight was over. They both were laughing their way to the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Mayweather pocketed over $200 million for about, 40 minutes of work? Conor was over $100 million. So that's why they were chummy, Brandon. It wasn't because they planned anything. It was because they both were looking at each other like, you know what? Wasn't as bad as I thought. For $100 million, he's probably like, I would do that five times again.
That's why. So I think we might have been watching that fight together. I'm not sure if we were. I was at Brian Price's place.
I was in Missouri.
Okay, so when we're watching, that's right. I was texting you while we were watching this thing. So and watching that fight, and I hate just we were talking about Mike Tyson for goodness sake, and now we're talking about Colin McGregor. Come on. So while we're watching this fight, it's kind of unfolding almost in perfect fashion for both guys, where not one guy's looking much weaker than the other. They're in the ring for a while.
Connor got some good shots.
Everyone got a couple shots in. Yeah. And then, of course, everyone got a fat, fat bank account, and Floyd was able to pay the IRS.
I think he did more than pay the IRS.
Okay.
$200 million. You would have to be really, really behind. He's not that behind.
Gotcha. So, anyway, so I hope the Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. exhibition match doesn't end up being in a similar fashion. I don't want two guys to like 50-year-olds to knock their heads off, but we want to see something entertaining. It's a spectacle. It is, or else it wouldn't
be an exhibition.
We know what
it is. They called it an exhibition, but they're still like, if you watch on SportsCenter, they're announcing like Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., but in small lettering it says exhibition.
So let's think
it's an 8-round exhibition.
So I'm just thinking on the fly here about this whole, you know, boxing exhibition. Has there ever been another boxing exhibition match, a real one, that has jumped off on paper or has ever happened where you got excited as a fan?
Well, no, but it was just during my, obviously wasn't born yet, but Ali did some exhibitions with like some other entertaining fight, not necessarily other boxers though, but remember, I think he did one with a WWF wrestler or something like that, but he's done some exhibitions before. So it's definitely happened, but nothing like this that I can think of, because these guys are like, Mike Tyson, for one, he's a global icon. Like, he's known all over the world.
Right.
Roy Jones Jr., maybe not as much, but he's still a very well-known guy. But maybe not a global icon like Tyson, for sure. That's why this is pretty cool. However, I do think what's going to happen is if this all goes off pretty well, I think we're going to see it again, and I think we're going to see Tyson and Holyfield, because they were already talking about doing a Tyson-Holyfield one. So I don't know what happened there, whether they couldn't come to terms or something, because that was actually the rumor on the low key that they were trying to make that happen, which is pretty cool because they've already fought twice.
I tell you what, boxing, let's strike while the iron's hot. Once we get through the September time frame, we'll find that exact date for you on this one. If they could tee that up, and I'm not taking away from guys that are current, you know, current professionals, current like active on the, I can't call it a roster, but you know, so I don't want to take away from that. There's exciting stuff coming down the pike though. That's the important part. And you got to strike right now while the iron's hot, when all these other sports seemingly are faltering because of their political stuff going on within their sports. With that, Travis, you and I are going to take a break. We're going to come back, so stay tuned.
Pause,
you know,
for the cause.
For you guys, it's going to seem like we didn't do anything, but we just wanted to, you know, reconvene, compare some notes, maybe use the restroom.
We got to pay some bills as well.
We got to pay the bills. So with that, let's pay the bills. All right, we'll be back.
I'm ready.
Okay. Welcome back to Weighing In with Travis Hartman. I'm Brandon Waters. That's Travis Hartman. Thanks for being patient with us while we were paying some bills.
Got to get those sponsorship dollars.
All right. So, you know, I talked, you know, when we left, I mentioned that we were going to talk a little bit more about boxing and possibly politics. Shocker, shocker, since we do that some. But let's first...
It's not a shocker for one, because politics have inserted themselves.
Well, let me hold you off there, because I was going to give props here to Four Roses. It's a very good bourbon. This is the small batch. It's hard to see the color on the video, but, you know, it's very good. So if you're around town and you see it at an ABC or whatever it might be, take a look. We enjoy it. You might hate it, but we enjoy it.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
So with that, you know, we talked about when we went to a break, we slowly mentioned that you're seeing more of a resurgence of politics and sports. Wow, what a surprise, right? But you know, before we get into that,
let's pump the brakes.
Let's get back on the boxing topic first. I just dropped my pen. And let's talk about the DAZN fights. Okay. Those were just a few nights ago. So Travis, I know you were watching, and who did you have, at your house watching?
Actually,
with you?
A really good friend of mine that I've actually promoted a couple of his fights, professional fighter, Fidel Cervantes. He's 9-0 as a professional boxer. He actually won the Missouri, featherweight title on one of my fight cards because I'm also a promoter as well. But he's also a good friend. He's trained by Marcos Ramirez, who actually trained me part of my career at the very end, helped out. And Marcos is a really good friend. So Fidel happened to be down here vacationing in Florida, and I was like, oh my gosh, bro. I was like, you got to come watch the fight. He was like, yeah, absolutely. So he came over and literally watched the fight with me. And
we were about 3 to 4 hours short of having Fidel on here with us.
Absolutely, yep.
So that's going to be coming soon enough where, you know, he definitely wants to join in on our podcast. So we'll just pick his brain and whatever's going on at the time, what's going on in his camp.
And maybe he's
going
to have a big fight coming up, you know, because he's 9-0 as a pro. So he's only a couple fights away from having
a big fight. So that's the one great thing about Travis. He's such a friendly guy. He has so many friends in the biz. You know, such a clean-cut Missouri boy. So everyone loves Travis.
Clean-cut, guys.
Everyone loves Travis unless, well, half of the people that follow you on Facebook tend to want to fight with you, but I think that's because of politics.
But we're missing out on the DAZN fights, though.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back to the
DAZN
fights.
I want to talk about the ability that I have to predict fights because I'm telling you, it blows my mind. I was telling you, I was like, I'm shocked that I got it exactly right. And you're like, I'm not shocked, Travis, because I do get a lot of fights right. But for me, it's easy to predict who's going to win. For the most part, most experts can predict who's going to win. Right. I predicted the exact round in the women's fight and the main event men's fight. I predicted the round of Virgil Ortiz. And it was wild.
And this is not a session to just say, Travis, you're so awesome. He's legit. This is legit. I've known him for a long time, and he calls a lot of fights. But let's dive into the actual DAZN fights for a second. I know we were talking a little bit in the break about some of them, so I'm just going to toss it to you. Give me a breakdown, not necessarily a color commentary, but just break down a couple of those fights you saw and why you thought certain round or and certain winner.
Yeah, I mean, the women's fight for me was a very easy one because I knew Miranda Atkins. She's a Midwest fighter, and she's never fought on TV before, so the only how you would know her is if you've seen her fight. I seen her fight live, so I knew that fight. That was an easy one for me to call because I've seen her fight, and it was easy. I said first round knockout. So that one, I'm not an expert for that one for sure. And if Miranda's listening, she's a great person. She really is. Miranda Atkins is a nice person. John Carden, I'm friends with him as well because he's been in the boxing game for a long time. So this isn't about being disrespectful to somebody. This is just, I'm just telling the truth. I called it for a first round knockout. I said, put your money on it. It will not make it out of the first round. And absolutely did not make it out of the first round. But the better prediction was the main event, which was Virgil Ortiz. And oh my gosh, I think he fought Samuel Vargas. And guys, he's never made it. Virgil Ortiz is 15-0. He's never made it past the sixth round because he always knocks him out before that. So Fidel Cervantes, the boxer we referenced, the undefeated pro boxer too, his prediction was the sixth round. Everybody else was like, oh, it's going to be four rounds, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to go against the grain of everybody because, one, Virgil Ortiz has never made it into the seventh round. And I was like, I'm going to call a seventh round knockout. I feel it's going to be a seventh round knockout. Guess what happened? It was a seventh round knockout. And I say that's why it's hard because those two guys are very legit guys. Like, that's a harder one to call because they both – it could have easily went the distance too because Vargas, if you watch that fight, Vargas was – he was holding his own. Like, he was holding his own, but I don't know what it is. Like, I see things, and I follow things, and, like, I felt it. And now I go with that feeling, and that feeling was seventh-round knockout.
Travis,
you
got just,
it. I probably made somebody some money.
You're a clairvoyant. I think if you remember back in the day, like, let's say we were in high school, maybe even middle school, and they had those 900 numbers where you'd call in, and the one lady was like, "Call me now for your reading."
Yeah, a little.
That's you, man. You should have a number, and they're calling you, and you can tell them what they're going to do in their life. The walking horoscope reader.
You know what the crazy thing is too? Like, everybody's like, "I bet you've made so much money." I'm like, I don't bet on boxing.
No.
And the thing is, with boxing, you're allowed to. Like, we're actually allowed to. It's not that we're not as a pro boxer. I just don't. I don't know why. I just don't. So if anybody's listening. I'll make you some money.
We're not guaranteeing that here at Weighing In with Travis Hartman. we never will guarantee making anyone else money at all because we're not even making money. We're doing this because we love it. Which,
we love the boxing game.
With that being said, for all you fans out there or people that are just interested in what we have to say or maybe in the future, please like, follow, subscribe. I don't know. What are all the buttons?
I mean, all of just all of it. All of the above. YouTube channel, subscribe.
I have Facebook
channel,
and I have Facebook
it,
for work.
Love it, share it,
do it all, please. We appreciate the feedback and support. Even comment, even if you're just torching us. They call it trolling, right?
Trolling.
I'm an old guy, so I don't know the terms.
That was good, though. You did.
Thank you very much. So please check out Facebook, YouTube, Spotify. I think we're on iTunes now.
Weighing In with Travis Hartman.
Weighing In with Travis Hartman.
The YouTube channel as well.
Yeah. So it's all out there. Please go out there and just blast us. But if you're doing that, subscribe too.
Yes.
Okay.
Give us a listen.
All right. So anything else further with the DAZN fights?
No, I think this is the point to where people are going to unfollow us. But...
Well, because what I'll say is when you're watching the DAZN fights, did you see anybody out there need to have some sort of a statement or any sort of stance or a political stance, anything like that? Because that's a good platform.
Not during the match, not even before the match. That's I didn't hear anything. And I know we spoke about this before that a lot of us have the guys over or the girls over to watch some good boxing matches. And like, we just honestly, as much as it's polarizing right now, politics, sometimes we just want to turn the TV on and watch the sport.
Seriously, if you're on Facebook,
and that's just what it is.
If you're on Facebook, can I just see the cat videos and those kind of photos again, please? I'm so tired of it, Travis.
I agree.
And here's what's going to happen is because right now, as we're filming this, this is July 26th. November is just around the corner. It's only going to get worse. So from that end, we talked about it, and you mentioned this just like 2 minutes ago, a minute ago. It's okay to have a platform. It's okay to speak on that platform at the right times, right?
Yeah.
Because as much as we need to be considerate of everybody nowadays, maybe those professional athletes and celebrities need to be courteous of the normal population's time as well. Pick your moments. It doesn't have to be all the time.
Yep.
If it's post-fight, the interview, cool, I get it. That's your time, right? But if you're waltzing out, and now more other sports, it's easier to pick them apart, especially team sports, because then you have more people out there. But if it's during, as we mentioned in the past, an anthem or on the sideline somewhere, whatever else, come on, give us a break. We actually watch sports as a general population to get away from this stuff. When you go back to September 11th and there was a pause in sports, it was phenomenal to see football come back, baseball come back, and everyone united because
it kind of brought everybody together.
It brought us together. And I feel so far professional sports is fumbling the ball on trying to unite the country because everyone wants to have their message and platform and be a social warrior. It bothers me, Travis.
I think you're not wrong. It bothers me too. And I'm a professional athlete now. I've been a pro for over 16 years. And I think I said it on an episode before, my daddy's like, Travis, you have a platform. He's like, use it in a positive way. And I appreciated that. But I also knew that people are tuning in to watch me box. That's it. In the post-fight press conference, if I wanted to say something, I did. I earned that right. I think all athletes have. Sure. We've busted our butt. And boxing, for sure, I say that I earned everything I had, blood, sweat, and tears. Truthfully, it was. Blood, sweat, and tears is what got me to where I was at and kept me there. So, yes, have I earned the right to speak up after everything's said and done? Yes, I believe I do. But the sport of boxing, I'm not bigger than the sport of boxing, meaning boxing deserves that respect as a sport to play it, be pure, do the sport for what it's there for, and compete, and people tune in to watch that. Like, don't do the sport a disjustice by muddling it up with politics, because at the end of the day, I mean, come on, politics are politics, and all politics are negative. Like, it's just negative. It's one side telling the other side how wrong they are, and figuring out a way to benefit off of one side of their weaknesses and exploit it.
Yeah. I mean, personally speaking, I don't care if somebody has a different point of view as mine. I get that. But what I do appreciate is when people can talk realistically and without constantly raising their voice level and the decibels go up.
Once the name calling happens, yeah, it's game over.
You know, I respect somebody for their opinion and what they believe. I just hope that they would do the same thing on my side, and that tends to not be the case, because everyone just wants to just fire, and then before you know it, we just hate each other. So I go back to like the September 11th example with football. And I remember, I can't remember which team was the first or which game was the first game back, but
it was probably the Cowboys game because we're America's team.
I don't know about that. I think it was probably the Giants or somebody like that, to be honest with you, because it was New York-centered.
I'm just giving you a hard time because I'm a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, I know. hold on a second.
That should not even be allowed on this podcast, you guys.
For the listening public, I was just drinking out of my Green Bay Packers cup. Anyways, so.
Disapproved.
But I remember after September 11th, I don't remember who, but it's – they're running out on the field with the flag, and they're waving it around. And I know times are different. I know this isn't the same thing.
It really gave me goosebumps to watch that.
That was different because that was an outside influence trying to destroy our nation. Instead, right now, what we're seeing is from within.
Yeah.
Trying to almost destroy the fabric of what we are as Americans. And it honestly, sorry, PG-13, it pisses me off.
We have a divide. I think it's a political divide.
There is a huge divide, and there are other forces at play that control both sides. So don't think I'm some right-leaning, you know, nut job. No, both sides have issues, but there are other factors at play that influences stuff, and then it spills into sports and celebrity culture, and who knows? I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know if you keep track of some of the stuff with the. I don't want to type. Pedophilia in with it, but have you seen some of the stuff that's coming out right now?
I have.
It's nuts.
Very bad.
So
it's very. We live in a sick world today.
And it's always been sick, but now it's just coming to light more.
Yes.
I'm just tired of it. I'm thankful for sports like boxing that have. I don't want to say kept to boxing, but they've kept that part pure.
For the most part, it
for
really
the most
has,
part.
Yeah.
Because even we've talked in the past or the couple weeks ago about, well, you know what? Baseball is pretty good too.
I just said, I was like, you know, baseball has been so apolitical that it's just been awesome. They haven't took a stance overall. The individuals, yes, but overall, as an organization, the MLB, I felt like, had not taken a political stance.
Until they actually went live again with sports.
That, and you know, you brought up such a good point earlier. You were just like, and I'm actually on the same boat as you with this, is I believe people have rights to express themselves. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, as long as you're not hurting somebody else, I believe that you are allowed that right. However, that right does not end where your feelings begin. Meaning, that we were, I forget the guy's name, I should have his name, but it was a San Francisco Giants, it was a pitcher, and they were singing the national anthem, and everybody else was kneeling, and he chose to stand. And this is where I'm at with this. I said in one of the other episodes, talking about Colin Kaepernick, I was like, you know what? Listen, he's got the right to kneel. I mean, he's nobody can tell somebody they can't do something, especially if it's not hurting anybody. So I told everybody on the podcast, I was like, listen, Colin Kaepernick, he can kneel. It's his choice. I don't have to like it, and I personally don't agree with it. I don't like it. But guess what? He can do it. I'm not a dictator over that says, you can't do this. I would never be that way. But at the same token that I'm okay with him kneeling, you guys, the same rights, should be okay with me not liking it,
right,
period.
Right.
I'm not going out there and hurting anybody. I don't like him to do it.
So we're talking about Giants pitcher Sam Coonrod, who refused to kneel during a BLM movement prior to a game, which his message was, I refuse to kneel before anybody other than my God, you know, Jesus Christ, which, you know, we're on the same page with that too. I applaud him for that. But he's been torched tremendously on various outlets, and it's unfair. It's unfair. Why should one message be it, but the other side or is not given a similar voice or impact? It baffles my mind, and it continues this whole American discord and disunity. And it's not brought on by one person or one thought process. It's a multitude of factors that continues to keep us divided, and it sucks.
Yeah,
for lack of better words, it sucks, Travis.
It does. I mean, listen, as you know, I feel like I'm a. This is how I explain to people this. How I am now, because I'm 37 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled the world pretty much since I was 20 years old. So I've seen and experienced a lot of different cultures, a lot of different people. I, being in the boxing world, I was a minority in the boxing world. That's a fact. I was a white kid.
There's not a lot of skinny white guys in boxing?
There's pretty much none. to be honest. So I was a minority. So, and I experienced a lot of it.
See how I could say that? And it's not a big deal? Like, okay. Okay.
So I've experienced a lot of different cultures and a lot of different things like that. So, like, I feel like I'm more accepting of so many different people. And that's why I don't get all this anger and stuff when somebody doesn't have the same opinion as you. And as you know, I do have a lot of friends. And what I was saying about how I'm older now is that I genuinely, and this is how I phrase it, I've told people this before, I used to walk into a room and be worried about everybody liking me. I did. I wanted the acceptance. But now that I've gotten older and know who I am as a person, like, I'm a good person. I am. I do my best for people. I help when I can. I give to charities. I put on charity events. I help kids. I help mentor everybody because that's what we're supposed to do. But now I walk into a room genuinely, and I don't mean this in a cocky or arrogant way. I walk into a room and I wonder if I will like everybody in that room.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, wake up, America. You can have different thoughts. You can have different philosophies and still like people, still have friends of a different creed, a different race, a different religious background or thought process. I have plenty of friends that don't think exactly like me. I have plenty of friends that are on the completely opposite spectrum. Now, there's always got to be some sort of a common ground. You just don't like some random person because they have cool hair or whatever. But, oh, wow. Okay. He just, that's nice.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, sorry. That was more for the visual. The folks watching on YouTube,
Brandon,
wherever else.
Throw your hair out of your eyes.
I just scalped my hair here. That's why this isn't just sweat. This is a natural oil that I put on my scalp too.
Brandon's got a good hairline though, guys. He doesn't shave his head because he's like, he's got a good hairline.
I shave my head because when my hair gets longer, I'm also quarter Filipino, and so the mixture of Filipino and Mexican hair is not a good look when it gets longer. It just kind of continues to go out into like an Asian afro till it falls. Oh. Yeah. So
I kind of want to see that. I think the Weighing In with Travis Hartman podcast fans want to see Brandon grow his hair.
Maybe next time we'll issue a challenge.
Can we raise some money or something
for a charity? No, a certain amount of followers. If there's a certain amount of followers, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
That will dictate me doing this. Now, okay. That'll impact me on the professional world too, so I'll need to figure that out.
Yeah, it'll have to be financially acceptable.
Okay, so what was
Brandon's a financial advisor. That's why I love to talk about politics with this man. Not politics, but finances with this guy because he's a financial advisor, so everything has to... Here's the old saying, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Well,
that should be your slogan.
I know how to, I have to straddle the line with conversations with people, but to that point, I have relationships with folks on the left, on the right, in the middle, BLM, non-BLM, whatever, because there's always common ground, but there's also differences in people. That's what makes us unique as people, and especially Americans. You know, if you know somebody that's into this whole Marxist and communist movement, it's easy to be that in the United States, right?
Because you're allowed to.
Try going into an actual communist or Marxist country and want free speech and free radical rights.
Try bashing the dictator of China. Try bashing that man.
Yeah.
Bash that man. What's going to happen?
You'll be alive for 24 hours.
Maybe Russia. Russia.
Okay. I'm just telling you.
Sorry, Chinese.
That's what makes our country great, is that all the freedoms that we have here allows that freedom of expression, that freedom of speech, religion, all of it. Gives us the Second Amendment for us gun-toting folks like myself, and you know, so
not me, not yet. I don't own a gun yet.
The freedoms of expressions, and it's taken for granted as if that is what the whole world is, and it's not. So wake up, America! It's not that, and you can also have friends that don't believe everything you believe.
If you've noticed it because we're Facebook friends, I challenge people to get out of their comfort zone, myself included. I weigh in on topics that I know are just they're not gonna end well. But I always tell everybody, listen, we have different views, but civil discourse is healthy. So everybody on my page, I've warned them years ago and they follow it now. I'm like, listen, you get on my page and you start swearing or start belittling people in the conversation, I will delete it. Period. So now people do get on my page. They disagree with me a lot. For sure. But you know what? I still engage because I think it's healthy. If I surrounded myself around the people that thought exactly like me, I would never grow. Although, I do want a little fair amount of people that agree with me because I like to be around that.
So my whole philosophy is I should still be able to have a beer with you or a glass of bourbon or whatever else. No matter what our differences are, even on the sports front. For instance, this guy is a Dallas Cowboys fan. A real one.
Do those exist still? America's team. This guy is like, you don't even like America if you don't like the Cowboys.
Okay, so fun fact: my father, who's an awesome man, and if he's listening, he's set the blueprint for who I am as a man. He's a Cowboys fan for a number of reasons, but the main
reason, Brandon, I don't think I knew that. I don't think I knew that. This is the safe zone. And I feel like that you feel like you can talk.
This is what I love about our podcast is that we are off on a tangent. You know, and that's cool because people like to see us break down.
We're
a couple four roses in, and it's perfect. So, anyways, back to my father. He loves the Cowboys. He doesn't like some of the political crap we've seen over the past couple of years in the NFL, but he loves the Cowboys. And fun fact, not a distant relative, but someone in our family tree, like a second cousin of my dad's or something like that. He's in the Ring of Honor with the Cowboys, Charlie Waters.
That's pretty cool. Brandon Waters, Charlie Waters, that's pretty cool.
However, if we showed up to the same family reunion, and I'll go back to it, for those seen watching at home, I don't exactly look like a Waters, but you know, that's okay, because it's 2020. Wake up, America.
It's America. Listen, I tell everybody this too. Come on, like, America is the biggest melting pot of any country in the world. How many different, you know... The United States of America doesn't have an official language. The official language of the United States of America is not English. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
We do not have an official language.
Wow.
So people, I'm like, this is the greatest country in the world to come to and be able to pursue happiness. That's the thing the founding fathers ever said. They never said that you deserve happiness. They said you deserve the pursuit of happiness. This is the best country in the world to pursue happiness, to pursue your dreams, to do what it is you truly want to do.
There is a reason why, even though we have what's going on in our country currently, and it's definitely in the papers and the media outside of this nation, and you know, there's a reason why there are millions of people still trying to immigrate here legally, and they're still in the process. I doubt there's anybody that said, oh my gosh, you know what? The United States is going through this. I'm out.
There's people that say that.
No.
But do they actually back it up?
No, the people that say that are actual citizens of the U.S. already. You know, I think of, celebrities, because what celebrity here is watching this? If you are, and you've already said you were going to pack your bags when a certain president won a few years ago, you're still here. So my point is that even though we have so much What did you call social discord or
civil discourse?
Civil discord.
Civil discourse is healthy.
We have that, and we have such political drama, and it seems like it's tearing at the seams. We still have millions of people trying to get into this country legally. That says a lot, because this truly is the greatest nation. Now back to my dad. So
he's a Cowboys.
That was another tangent that we're weighing on everything.
So he's a Cowboys
guy because it's America's team, because family member. Charlie Waters was a Dallas Cowboy, well-known, Ring of Honor.
So I remember a guy for the San Francisco 49ers named Ricky Waters, running back. Was he a relation?
I think there was more than one T.
Okay, so there's a difference.
But myself...
I'm glad because I don't like the Niners either because they beat the Cowboys in the championship game 1 year.
Well,
It's called the famous The Catch.
Well, they also can't... seem to lose against the Packers. We tend to give them the game mainly off of rushing yards, which really irritates me and frustrates me over the last like 10 years. So
go Pack, go.
So we're still going back a little bit. Civil discord.
Your
Cowboys
father,
fan.
Your father.
Father. He's a Cowboys fan. You're a Cowboys fan.
So,
I'm a Packers fan.
So the biggest question there is, Brandon, I'm a Cowboys fan because my dad was a Cowboys fan. My dad, he was born and raised in Texas. He grew up there. We moved to Missouri, and I'm a Cowboys fan because of my dad. No other reason other than I'm a Cowboys fan because of him. And they were winning when I could remember, which is the 90s. We won a lot, so it made it easy to be a fan. But I never jumped ship, though. I stayed a fan. I've been a fan through the last 20 years. My question is, where did Papa Waters mess up? Because how did you become a freaking... Green Bay Packers.
Well, football, when I was growing up, wasn't the primary sport in my household. The NBA was. We were, you know, season ticket holders here with the Orlando Magic. I mean, that was a big deal.
That's cool, though.
Even when they stunk, like, we were going to the games. So that was a little bit before the Shaq Penny days. So for me, I went to Lutheran schools around town, which a lot of teachers are from the Midwest. They were Packers, Wisconsin Badgers, whatever else.
So Midwest rocks, if you guys didn't know.
So what ended up happening is that my brain was poisoned and warped during those years, because was I going to be a Bucks fan at that point?
No.
Was I going to be a Dolphins fan at that point?
Probably not.
No, and obviously the Cowboys had a good stint, a good stretch with Troy Aikman, basically with having every tool at his disposal.
Very true. Yeah. He had a lot of tools. He had a lot of wide receivers. He had Emmitt Smith.
He had Emmitt Smith from the University of Florida.
Michael Irvin. University of Miami.
Sorry, I'm a Florida State fan.
Brandon, turn that frown upside down, my friend.
Do we even have college football right now? That's a topic for another day. So at an impressionable age, I became a Green Bay Packers fan. Not during just the good years with Brett Favre. There were plenty of bad years too. But I did ride that wave, just like you rode the wave.
I did, but we stayed fans.
I've been a Packers fan since I started at that point.
What have the Cowboys done since the mid-90s?
Well, if you talk to someone like anyone that supports Dak Prescott, they won a playoff. Did they win a playoff game?
I don't think so.
I think they may have, and then they played us.
Are you sure?
And then they played us.
I don't know if we've won a playoff game. But if we have, it's one. No, Tony Romo won a couple playoff games. I think one or two as well.
Yeah, but then he had the bobble.
But we can't talk. Yes.
Okay.
So, but we can't talk about winning a playoff game as doing something. So that's why I said, have we done anything since the mid-90s? No. It's 2020. I'm still a fan. That's all I'm saying. We haven't done anything. And winning a playoff game is not.
What I do like, though, Travis, is that since we have been close friends, every year has been that we've played each other has been the Green Bay Packers pulling your heart out, which I'm just setting myself up for failure now.
Yeah, you are, because we watch this game together. Because
what's going to happen is next time they play, if they play, whenever it is, thank you, COVID, thank you, China, whenever they actually play, I'm going to talk a big game, and then all of a sudden, loss.
I mean, I can't wait because frankly, I've dealt with so many losses. I need a win.
Frankly, when
it's a need.
So, because it was the playoffs, right, where we matched up in Dallas, and it was the Dak. It was the Dak era already, and Aaron Rodgers pulled some magic out of his butt and had that long bomb to our former tight end Jared Cook.
It was a Tony Romo era.
No, that was not. Yes, that was Dak.
Tony threw the pass to Dez Bryant, and they called it back.
That's like a year or two prior.
That was Tony Romo.
That was not a catch in those
rules. That was a catch. They changed the rules after him because of
that. Yeah, in today's rules, that was a catch. But in the rules back then, it was not.
Faulty rules.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but which one are you talking about? Because I don't remember the deck.
Look it up. Google it.
Man, I've been boxing way too long.
Okay,
I need the information.
We're going off on a Cowboys tangent, which I don't like going down the stars and the blue.
Yeah,
and
we
white.
Can't because like the Packers really are not that good either.
No, we're not.
You're better than us. I can admit that. You have been.
Document it. July 26th.
Listen, I've been watching the Michael Jordan documentary. By the way, it's called The Last Dance, and there's something Michael Jordan said that I've actually been saying for years. And you know what that is? I never ask from someone something that I won't do myself. And with that being said, I can admit the Cowboys are not good and they haven't been winning. So I'll admit it openly. The Packers have been better. So when that changes, you better admit it. That's where I'm going with this. So please document it, because I think my Cowboys, they're on the up.
What I will admit as a Packers fan is the past couple of years, we've been good from a record standpoint. Okay, so there was one year where we didn't make the playoffs, but on paper, when you look at the record of the season, we look good. But I watch every game and it's excruciating, because there's a lot of games where Aaron just, and I call him Aaron because, you know, we're on first name basis. Aaron, we're tight. Sorry about Danica, bro. There's a lot of games where Aaron pulls one out and you just don't understand how they win. That one was, the one I'm talking about, or what I'm referencing, he pulled it out, and I'm jumping on my couch, and I'm going nuts. We're not, like, we haven't been a dominating team since the year after we won the Super Bowl, which is going back a long time now. It's way too, it's in distant memory. I have photos, my son, who's 12, I have photos of me holding him as a toddler. He might have been one or two at that point. It's a distant memory. Well, you know, yeah, it's like you don't even remember winning.
I was 10 years old. I do remember winning because I was like 10 years old.
So with this, the following year we followed it up, and I think we were like 15-1, dude. That was our follow-up year to the Super Bowl. Everyone thought we were going to march in and we're going to win that sucker. But guess what happened the first playoff game? That's an L at home.
L7 weenies.
And we're gone fishing.
Yep.
So NFL is an interesting sport. It'll be curious in the next few weeks as to how they play, you know, how they go about re-entering this COVID world in sports. There's a lot to talk about with that, but that's pending. So I know we've talked about boxing a bit. We've talked about a few of these women's fights that sound really exciting coming up, and I really hope promoters get on top of this. We know Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Is coming up here, I think, in September. We need to check on that date
September
specifically
12th.
For you. September 12th. And a lot of other stuff, good stuff going on, DAZN, other ESPN. There's a lot of good fights out there,
Showtime
guys.
Showtime has got a really big schedule coming up as well.
So for any sort of boxing fan, diehard, or even the casual fan, take a look. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, and we're going to be talking about it here on Weighing In with Travis Hartman. But with that, we're going to wrap up this week. And next week, you know, we'll have another jam-packed episode. We have a few in the future, a few guests that we have lined up for you guys. All we ask, once again, I'm shameless. Like it, follow it, thumb up. What's another one?
I don't know.
Give us a heart.
Listen, you don't have to like it if you don't want to.
Or hate it, but comment. But follows are good too. But comment. We appreciate any support.
I like the feedback. I like to engage in civil discourse. Talk to me. Tell me that you don't believe the things that I believe.
If they're like, those two guys are stupid, they don't even know what they're talking about.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Cool. Maybe you hate us so much, we might even bring you in on this podcast and have you.
You could be
in
a guest,
us.
Guys, because our guests are not specifically boxing. That's why we talked about it. When we all started this up, we said, we don't want to just talk boxing. But obviously, boxing is my expertise. So that's why we like to weigh in on topics all over the place. The spectrum is just, it's open. It's a wide spectrum, and we like to get it.
Wide open here at Weighing In with Travis Hartman. With that, we thank you for your time, and I don't know. That's Travis Hartman.
That's Brandon Waters.
Thanks again. Bye-bye. This has been Weighing In with Travis Hartman. Thanks again for listening to our ramblings, and for the latest and greatest ramblings, please subscribe below or give us a like. We appreciate it. Thanks.